Hello and welcome. As always, even though we are under the Two Guys Gaming banner, this is One Guy Reading. You found, whether you meant to or not, Noob's Book Club. Right now, I am reading Dragons of Deceit, the latest Margaret Weis and Tracy Hickman book from the Dragonlance series. In this episode, we are up to chapter 15. As I've been doing, I'm going to recap the chapter, and then I will give my thoughts about the chapter. This was supposed to come out on Friday, but I had a pretty busy weekend. I'll explain what went on later. And we're back, and I have 3 episodes on the schedule for this week. I'm going to do chapter 15, chapter 16, chapter 17, and I will try to take my spare time and get ahead so that I don't get behind again in the future. In chapter 15, Destina prepares to go home. As you remember in the last chapter, she was in Palanthas. She went to the library to do some research and get prepared to find the various devices that she needs to go back and rescue her father from being killed. In this chapter, she's getting ready to go back. Before she leaves, she stops by the library. She wants to talk to the friendly aesthetic from her trip to pick his brain more about the dwarves. It turns out that he went away to do research and will not be back for a month. Upset about the missed connection, she briefly muses about what might have been before setting off. During the trip, she keeps herself separate from the rest of the people traveling. Instead, she wonders again about her plan. She turns the idea over in her head before arriving at the possibly foregone conclusion that she must go through with it in spite of the warnings and possible dangers. As you know, or may remember, previously it talked about going back in time and how going back in time can alter things with unintended consequences. And she's been thinking about that, but what she ultimately comes to is the conclusion that her father is only one person, time is like a river, and changing that one droplet within the river cannot possibly change the rest of history that much, right? They'll still win the war. Possible foreshadowing there, right? And things will just go on as intended. However, we as the audience know that something quite tragic happens in the future, and perhaps this is the precursor and what causes that to actually happen, when what is actually occurring is one of the people that she's associated with is trying to prevent that from happening. So that'd be a little bit of literary irony there for you, huh? Upon arriving home, she avoids the castle. Too much potential pain and bad memories. Instead, she goes to an inn and uses the cover story of needing to talk to her lawyer. She receives a warm welcome, sends the wagon back to Palanthas, and takes a horse to Saber's lair. You'll probably remember that Saber is the dragon that she met, the bronze dragon that she met, and the one that I think is red in the cover and maybe pretending her turn to evil. She finds Captain Peters there. Captain Peters was the captain while she was in charge of the castle. He ended up leaving because her cousin took the castle. Just a little bit of background there for those of you who are joining us for the first time or don't remember because it's been a little less than a week since the last episode that we released. Well, first she sees his horse and wonders what brought him back. She then finds the captain visiting with the dragon. They both greet her warmly. Saber, for his part, asks her a million questions. She responds by distracting him with a gift. He takes it into his lair, leaving the two humans to talk. She opens with the obvious question of what brought him back. He explains that he received an offer from her cousin to work at the castle. After her initial shock, she allows him to explain. The news, as always, is grim, right? Anytime Destina is at home, or lately when she's been at home, she's gotten nothing but bad news. Things just continue to pile on her. When she went to Palanthas, things started to look up again. Now that she's back home, things are seeming to go south for her. He came back to care for the castle because her cousin and his wife moved out. They moved out because they sold the castle, because his pain-in-the-butt wife, my editorial, but I think you'll agree, convinced him that it was too expensive to repair and maintain. At the end of his first round of news, he offers her a place to stay in the castle. Thankful, she declines. He then continues, they also sold the books from her father's library and planned to remodel the Rose Tower. That's the big one. That's the one that the family basically defines itself by, right? The Rose Thorns. Their conversation ends with her telling him about her trip to the Dwarven Kingdom. She doesn't tell him why she's going there, but she just says that she's going to the Dwarven Kingdom. Excited, he offers to travel with her. While she appreciates the offer, she asks him only to gather some supplies for her. He can do more for the castle and his family at home. The rest of the chapter reads like a training montage of Destina learning how to saddle and ride the dragon. Think of Destina and the dragon, the Rocky theme playing in the background, you know, punching meat, climbing mountains. Not really, but that's usually what I think of when I think of a training montage, right? After that, they leave for Thorbjarn, the Dwarven Kingdom. Okay, now for my thoughts, but first I'll explain where I've been for the last couple of days and why this didn't come out on Friday. Did you think I gave up? Admit it. You thought I gave up. Nope. Just a busy weekend. Friday I crashed on the couch, took a nap, made dinner, and we watched Pursuit of Happiness as a family. On Saturday, we went with friends to the UMass hockey game. Fun game, but they got destroyed by Boston College. They're a young team this year. They'll come back next year, I think, or maybe the year after, once they get some experience. My friend said something similar. He said they seemed like a young team because they were tied 1-1 going into the third, and NBC scored 3 goals in the third. And he said they just seem like a young team. They can't handle the pressure maybe of the third period right now, but I think they'll be back. I have faith. I explained my yesterday in one of the articles, maybe both of the articles that I wrote today, but I'll go over it again here because I meant to post this then. After not posting it on Friday, I was going to post it yesterday, but then yesterday was busy as well. I wrote my Super Bowl follow-up, took Aiden to soccer, went to see Ant-Man with the family, watched some Netflix with Aiden, and then I watched some rugby by myself and fell asleep after a couple of episodes of Last of Us. That's one of the articles that I wrote this morning, was my Last of Us review of the first 3 episodes. Very good, by the way, if you haven't watched it yet. I would definitely check it out. As I just said, already this morning, I wrote my Last of Us review of the first 3 episodes, a recap of the XFL weekend for a new page I just started. I just got done with my workout, and I recorded the couple of videos of the calendar that I'm going to post to the YouTube also today. So, yeah, a busy weekend. Also on Thursday, I took up a credit recovery class for this week. So much for break. But I promise, as I said earlier, to release 3 episodes this week and use the rest of my time to try to prepare ahead so that I don't run into this issue again. As I say all the time, we're learning. I'm getting used to the podcasting schedule. I'm getting used to the recording schedule. I have a ton of time right now. It's just working it into the other things that I have now as a working father. Oh, and Aiden just started driver's ed today, so we'll be driving him around and racking up his driving hours for him to get his license eventually. Okay, so after all of that, here goes. The reason you may have thought that I gave up was my short but visceral reaction to the previous chapter. I hated that chapter. But again, Boyce and Hickman anticipated that and wrote one hell of a follow-up. I'd like to think it was specifically for me, but I'm a bit self-centered that way sometimes. They're showing growth with Destina's character. Instead of the whiny, entitled brat of the first 10 chapters, she met the challenges and rises above them. Nothing deters her from her mission. She receives the news about the castle and realizes nothing can be done about it. And she just says, okay, there's nothing I can do about that right now. I have something else that I have to do. And she moves on from it. She doesn't dwell on it. She doesn't complain about it. She just accepts the news, realizes there's nothing that she can do, and she moves on. I really like that. And instead of whining, instead of complaining, she takes charge of what she can control now. Asks both the captain and the dragon for help. Of course they agree without hesitation. I like this take charge Destina much better than her character from before. I thought the change might come from a turn to evil, but I accept this even if it's a step in that direction. Though, to be honest, as I get to like her more, I hope they don't make her evil. I like her as a hero. She reminds me of the female heroes from the first book. Then again, maybe that makes her not unique enough. If they make her a villain, maybe she will better stand the test of time and become a more memorable character. Dang. Wow. Now I'm truly torn, and I need to keep reading. This book is making me feel so bipolar. That's chapter 15. I hope you enjoyed the episode. Thanks for listening. You can find us at www.twoguysgaming.net. We have articles. We have some videos up on our YouTube now. You can find the link at the bottom of the page. All of our socials are at the bottom of the page as well. Instagram, Facebook, all of that stuff. I will talk to you on Wednesday with chapter 16 and then Friday again with chapter 17. Talk to you then. Bye.
We are...